Schrock Innovations presents the Midwest number one independent computer repair company with service centers in Lincoln, Omaha, Papillion, Des Moines, and across the country via the Schrock Desk. This is Compute This.
Good morning, folks, and welcome into Compute This, a veritable heat wave today. I'm so excited. It's going to be amazing. You're listening to Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company. Four locations to help you out when your computer is acting up or when something's not going quite right, or maybe you're ready for that upgrade, or you just need a little help with your technology. The OG, original Schrock Innovations started in Lincoln, Nebraska. We're just south of 14th and Pine Lake Road in Lincoln. And then in Omaha, location number two is 168th and Burke Street, across the street from the Village Point Shopping Center. Number three came Papillion, 84th and Highway 370 in the Midlands Place Shopping Center, right by Ollie and Hobbs and Spin Pizza, back in that little business park there. And then, of course, the most recent Schrock Innovations, number four, was West Des Moines, Iowa, 9500 University Avenue there as well. So good stuff all the way around, guys. This week has been really weird. One of the things I'll throw out there, it's so encouraging to see on social media when small businesses are facing some really unique challenges when the weather is like this. And there was a restaurant that was posting on social media yesterday in Papillion. And they smoke meat. And so you smoke a whole bunch of meat and then it drops like a foot of snow and nobody comes and eats the meat. Well, you can't just keep that for the next day. That's just food waste. Meat's expensive, as you know. So then, in the same week, you have it happen a second time. And all of a sudden, your small business is kind of in trouble. And so they put out a social media call asking people to please come eat at their restaurant because, you know, they need the revenue. They need the business because this weather has just destroyed, people. People don't like to go out when it's so cold or so snowy or whatever the case might be. And so the result from the community was just overwhelming. Flood of business for this small restaurant. And of course, they went back to social media to thank everybody for coming out. But you know what they also did? And this is what just blows me away. They tagged every single one of their competitors in that social media post. And they said, it's been a rough week for every local restaurant. Please also go out and support our competitors. They're having a rough week too. Every small business had a rough week last week when the weather is the way it is. We were no different. I mean, we have a little bit of a mitigation. We have some release valves that give our guys something to do. Number one, we're still building holiday specials, believe it or not. We're not selling them anymore, but we're still building the ones that we sold toward the end of the sale. The laptops are all out the door or they're all done being built. Some of them are still waiting pickup, but the desktops are we're on the tail end of building those up right now. So we got computers we can build in Papillion. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize or until they ask that we offer free pickup and free drop off. So you don't even have to leave your house. We'll come get your computer and bring it back to the service center, repair it, and then bring it back to you. We also have on-site service. We had a lot of on-sites this week where customers ask us to come into their home where we will take our shoes off before we come in maybe not before we come in, because that gets really cold, okay? We might set foot in your house, and hopefully you have like a mat there, and then we'll take our shoes off there, because it doesn't do any good to take your shoes off outside, step in the snow a couple times, and then come in your bare feet. It doesn't do any good. But, we'll come to your house and work on your technology in its environment, which sometimes we need to do because, your computer might have a problem in your home environment that it doesn't experience when it's at the shop, like a printer or something like that, for example. So sometimes having an on-site is the right decision, or when the weather is inclement, customers will ask us to come to them rather than them coming to us. So we have a few release valves that help us out a little bit. We spent the week working heavily on the new Drive Advisor application. I gave an update last week on the Aftershock about where things are at with that. Spent the week demoing the new pig farming software, no joke, that we built for a client. And so that's going very well as well. So there's a lot of release valves that we have. In Lincoln, we are working on, you may or may not know this, but a large Bitcoin mine is going into Beatrice, Nebraska. And Schrock Innovations is going to be providing the technical support and repair services for those miners that are going in. There's hundreds of units going in, and each unit has three boards. So, easily a couple thousand hash boards going into Beatrice, Nebraska for Bitcoin mining. Well, there isn't anyone in the U.S. that repairs those. So we've ordered a bunch of equipment. We've got some training going on where we're getting our staff not only up to speed on how to maintain these units and keep them working at peak efficiency, but how to fix them. So there's a lot of things that we were able to do internally to keep our guys busy. But, you know, they say in politics, there is no substitute for victory, right? Well, there is no substitute for business in a small business. It's like you got to have it. You got to have the people there. And so one of the things that's kind of funny is you might tell if you're watching right now at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations, I need a haircut pretty badly. I'm a little shaggy. Okay. This is long hair for me. Son, get a haircut, get a real job. You know, this is pretty bad. I didn't go in last week because, you know, there was stuff to do. And then when I did have time to go in, the weather, I didn't want to go out. And it just made me think, you know, here I am not going out in the weather to do business with small businesses because, you know, most people who get their haircut are getting their haircut at a local business. And it also made me think, though, next week my hair is going to be even longer. My need for my haircut will be even more urgent. And we are going to have one heck of a snapback when the weather gets warm again. So with that said, we're getting ready at Schrock for the snapback because your computers don't stop breaking themselves when you use them more. You know what I mean? We don't see fewer human errors when the humans spend more time on the computer, which is most people have been spending more time on their technology in the last week because you've been in your house. And so we're going to see one heck of a snapback next week, which is one of the reasons why I want to point out to you, there is only 10 days left on the January special where we can upgrade any Schrock-built modular computer or solid-state laptop with no labor cost. We're not charging anything for the labor. It's just the cost of the parts, and then we will put it in for you. The parts are all warrantied for a year. It's an amazing deal. We had a lot of people actually take advantage of it last week. We had a lot of people increasing the size of their hard drives primarily. Most of you already have a Windows 11 capable computer, but for those of you who don't, we sold a few processors to get you up to Windows 11 snuff. A lot of hard drives, though. So people going from, you know, a 500 gig hard drive to a 2 terabyte hard drive, things like that. Because when there's no labor, so we'll clone it for free, we'll install it for free. I mean, how can you go wrong there? The people who came in for that, pretty sweet deal there. But you only got about 10 days left for that. It's good through the end of the month. And when it's done, it is done. So if that is something that sounds of interest to you, and maybe you've been putting it off, or maybe you haven't had time, please remember, we do have free pickup and free drop-off. We'll come to you. We will pick up your computer. We will bring it back to you. We'll pick it up. We'll evaluate it for upgrade. And if you decide not to upgrade it, we'll just bring it back to you. It's not a big deal. If you would prefer us to come out to you to work on your computer, we can do that as well. But I would expect right now our turnaround times in the service centers are very good because this last week has been slow. And as a result, the service centers are very caught up on their workloads. So if you wanted to get something done and you had a sensitive turnaround time, now is an excellent time to bring it in as well. So, and I'll remind you, just to keep it classy, just like the Papillion restaurant, all of our competitors also had pretty slow weeks. Not all of them have the release valves that we have. Most of them, you know, will do, you know, pick up and drop off and stuff like that. But, you know, they don't do the software development. They don't have the internal projects that can be done. They're not repairing circuit boards in-house. They're just replacing them, you know, things like that. So they may not have as many relief valves as Schrock has. So even if you choose to have your computer repaired at one of our competitors, make sure you give them some love because it's been a rough week. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us on the program today. If you're outside the metro area, 888-250-2091. I promise today we're going to be taking phone numbers. You might recall last week we didn't take any phone numbers, so I couldn't give away a gift certificate because we didn't know how to get a hold of anybody. All I had was a first name. And, you know, if I say, congratulations, Liz, you're the winner. Oh boy, we're going to get calls from like 500 Liz's like, I want a gift card, you know, oh golly, what are we going to do? But we're going to take phone numbers today. We'll give you a call then on Monday and let you know that the gift card amount has been added to your Schrock account and you are back in business. So last week, if you missed the program, it was a great show last week. Check it out for sure, schrockinnovations.com. You can click on radio show there and you can see all the previous shows, all the After Schrocks, all the video. Had a couple people email me, where can I watch the After Schrock if I don't do Facebook? It's all posted at schrockinnovations.com. The main show gets posted to YouTube. The Aftershock gets posted to Rumble. Because during the Aftershock, we sometimes talk about things that YouTube doesn't like. And we don't want to get strikes and get banned and everything else. So we put that on Rumble instead. But you can check that out there. If you missed the show last week, we talked about, we went into great detail about the upgrade special and how it works on the modular PCs and the solid state laptops. You know, we brag a lot that our computers are more upgradable than an HP or a Dell or a Sony or Toshiba or whatever you're going to get at the store. That our computers, because they're more upgradable, they will last you and your family a lot longer, and therefore they are a better value. They last 4 to 6 years on average, as opposed to a standard new computer lasts about 18 months before it's up for replacement, primarily because of a failure of some component that can't be easily replaced. So we talk about that all the time. But during this special, we're putting our money where our mouth is, and we're saying, okay, you want to upgrade it? We're not going to charge you any labor. So yes, you can go out and you can buy a new computer to get a bigger hard drive and more memory and stuff like that and spend, you know, $800-$900 on a brand new computer. Or for like $300, you can just have that stuff added to the computer that you already have. Isn't that amazing? It's a great deal, guys. You don't see those kind of deals. You know, we're doing everything that we can do at Schrock to help you keep the inflation out of your technology. Inflation is the real deal. We feel it primarily as labor cost, which is ironic. We're going to do a special on labor when our number one cost increase is labor. But it's important for us to make sure that people understand that when we say something like our computers last longer, or that our computers are more upgradable, or that we can upgrade any Schrock modular PC, no matter when it was made, to be a 2024 spec Windows 11 computer. Now, granted, sometimes you have to replace most of the parts inside to do that. But either way, with no labor, it's still going to be cheaper than buying a new computer. You just don't see those kind of specials coming out of small businesses or even big businesses right now. One of the biggest things you see is people reducing the discount. So they're not raising their prices, you see. This is how they used to sell Yellow Page ads. Every year you buy a Yellow Page ad. The first year you buy, you get like 75% off. Because, you know, you're a new customer, we want to lure you in, 75% off, here you go, pay a little extra, you get to the front of the book, you know, that kind of thing. And then us and competitors, we'd bid against each other trying to get to the front of the computer repair section of the Yellow Pages, you know. Then the next year when you come back, they don't raise your price, they just reduce your discount. You see, you only get 50% off in year two. And 25% in year three and 10% in year four. And you get the idea. By year five, your business should have grown so much by your prominent placement in the Yellow Pages that you can afford this kind of stuff. Well, that's what a lot of companies did in the last 12 months to raise their bottom lines. Everyone's looking at all these companies reporting, you know, significant profit increases in nominal dollars. Nobody realizes, of course, that, you know, when they report that holiday spending was up 0.6% year over year, nobody stops to ask themselves, what was core inflation for the holiday season year over year? Oh, it was 9%. So if we're up 0.6 and inflation was 9, did we actually have more holiday spending or less after we adjust for inflation? You see, everyone's talking about nominal dollars, not talking about real purchasing power. So at Schrock, we try to keep the real purchasing power real by giving you the opportunity with sales and special offers to really get the technology that you want at a time that works good for you, that works good for us. Of course, the weather hasn't cooperated a whole lot this month with this sale because, unfortunately, this is a sale where we have to actually lay eyes on your computer in most cases to determine what it's going to cost. We can give you some estimates over the phone. I had some people call in last week and ask for estimates, but anyway, it's one of those things where you need to bring it in. So we talked about that last week. We also told you about edge computing and what that is and why it's important and how it's going to potentially keep your data more secure for you as AI enters into our world. There is no stopping it. AI is going to come. AI is going to do all kinds of stuff. It's going to be great. There's going to be problems, the whole bit. I'm watching a show on Apple TV right now, for example, called For All Mankind. It's a space show. It basically, it's one of those alt history shows where what happens if the Soviets won the space race and, you know, the Soviet Union continued on in space. And so then, you know, at first everything is like the Apollo missions and everything. And then all of a sudden a couple things go sideways and then history starts to diverge. It's really an interesting, it's an interesting mental exercise, if nothing else. It's a really good show. But they have, you know, they had recordings of Richard Nixon talking about the space program. And they had video of Ronald Reagan talking about the alt history of the space race. How did they do that? Well, they used AI to create deep fake video of Ronald Reagan giving a speech about the alternative history of the space race when the Soviets won. It's crazy what Hollywood's doing with this stuff. So we told you about edge processing and how that's going to, you know, help keep your data safe there. Also, we did confirm last week that text message censorship, this is SMS messages, when you try to text message a link to a news story to a friend or family member, it can and is scanned to, you know, whether or not it is a spammy link, and it can be censored and has been censored in the past. So we did confirm that that actually does happen and is still happening. We also explored the possibility of marketing companies, Cox Media Group specifically, not related to Cox Communications, by the way, using all of your devices, your Amazon A-word devices, your phones, all that stuff, your watches, to monitor your conversations to deliver marketing to you. Is that happening? We came to the conclusion it's probably not happening on a mass scale across all devices, and that Cox Media Group was kind of making up this blog post that wasn't really true. But you could be the judge of that and, you know, how many microphones you want to have surrounding you in your life. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Coming up on the program today, we talked, there's only 10 days left for the upgrade offer. You may have heard something about the Apple Watch. I know we ran a story on it just before Christmas that if you wanted to buy an Apple Watch, the Series 9 Apple Watch, you better do it quick because they were going to be banned in the United States. We have an update on that story for you. There's a new technology that's actually an old tech, but it's making a radical comeback. It's an old tech that's so old, in fact, it's not in most Android smartphones. It's in every Apple phone and some high-end Android phones, but most don't have it. We're going to tell you what that technology is and how it could replace Bluetooth soon on some Apple devices, so that's pretty crazy stuff. Also, we get calls from time to time from people who don't have access to traditional internet. So you can't, you're out in the rural area, you can't get, you know, cable modem or DSL service. So you have to go with satellite or you go with a cellular service, for example. If you were going to pick a cellular service, which one should you pick to service your home? Well, it turns out that speed test websites have tested all of the different cellular connections that are out there. And it turns out that one provider actually has double the speed of all of the others. So there is one clear winner. Hands down, and this is national aggregate data. So it's not like when you go to the movies and you see an ad for cell phone, you know, data speeds, and it's like in the Kansas City area only. Other areas may experience different speeds. This is a speed test website that is taking all the data from everyone across the nation and averaging it. And there is one clear winner. We're going to tell you who that is coming up on the program as well. All right, we're going to take our first break of the show. Stick with us, guys. Dale, when we come back, your call is coming up next on Compute This.
Schrock Innovations solid-state laptops are engineered locally for speed and reliability you just can't get from the major national brands. Each of our laptops starts off with an ASUS chassis. We remove the stock drives and memory and upgrade them with higher-performing components. This unlocks the full potential of the laptop, making the unit up to 25% faster. This is why Schrock solid-state laptops last so much longer than the competition. If your laptop starts out 25% faster, that means over time it doesn't slow down nearly as fast.
Schrock Innovations can't teleport technicians to you, but online help is only a click away with the Schrock Desk. Subscribe today and get unlimited help whenever you need it.
When your computer has a warranty and you have a problem, don't call the manufacturers for help. Call Schrock Innovations. Schrock will contact HP, Dell, ASUS, Samsung, or any other manufacturer to arrange a warranty repair at no cost to you. We know how these companies work. We know the loopholes and the tricks to get your system repaired under warranty as quickly as possible. Even so, manufacturers can take up to 21 days to fix your computer. We'll give you the option of a fast local repair in one of our service centers or provide you with a loaner laptop to use while you wait. We can even back up your data before we ship your computer, just in case the warranty fix includes a hard drive wipe. Schrock tests your computer when it comes back from repair to ensure the problem was solved properly and all of your hardware works like new. There's a reason Schrock Innovations is consistently voted the best in town. Whenever you need help, wherever you need it, Schrock Innovations makes your computer work for you.
Alrighty, guys, welcome back into Compute This. My name is Thor Schrock. I'm the owner of the Schrock Innovations Computer Company, where we fix computers. We build new computers, new laptops. We recover data off failed devices in our in-town, in-house data recovery lab. We do circuit board repair. This week, Grant actually reattached HDMI cables to a stereo tuner unit. So, you know, like a piece of stereo equipment. So this is one of the interesting things, guys, is that, you know, we're looking at the possibility. Now, don't get the cart ahead of the horse. The possibility of opening a second Lincoln Service Center in the next year. And why are we doing it in Lincoln? Well, number one, the circuit board repair facility that we are constructing in Lincoln has applications far beyond Bitcoin mining. There isn't anybody in town that can, you know, replace a microchip on a motherboard or that can, you know, reattach HDMI. And there are people who can do the work who can reattach HDMI ports, for example, that snap off of circuit boards. But there isn't any, you know, there's no Radio Shack. Where do you even buy the stuff to do this? Amazon, and you have to know what to buy, and, you know, and then you have to have the skills to do it, and it's just a mess. So, you know, we're looking at a lot of possibilities in the future for Schrock. So while we do computer repair, we had a situation this week. We got a one-star review this week in one of our service centers. And it happens from time to time. And I would appreciate anybody giving us five-star reviews on Google to offset the one-star, because a one-star review really, really brings down your average. But the situation was, customer had a laptop that had a motherboard that wasn't working, wouldn't power on. And we knew which chip it was on the board. It was a common problem with this board. We, you know, Lincoln does all of our circuit board repairs. We don't do that kind of work in the Omaha Service Center because we don't have the gear that Lincoln has. Just like Lincoln doesn't do data recoveries because they don't have the gear that Omaha has in the lab. So we talked to the customer. We explained to the customer we wanted to send it down to Lincoln for a precise diagnosis. We think it's going to cost X dollars, but we want to give it to Grant so he can give us a precise quote. The customer needed the computer back quickly, was not happy that there was going to be an extra day or two for diagnostic time when it had to go to Lincoln, came in, picked it up, took it to a local competitor who then simply just replaced the motherboard with a new motherboard, you know, at three times the cost of what we were quoting to do the repair work, because it's always cheaper to replace a component on the board than it is to replace the whole board in a laptop, especially if it has a nice processor. And the customer got his computer back and gave us a one-star review because we couldn't get the job done fast enough and our competitor got it done in 2 days. Had to have a meeting with my junior tech staff and explain to them, you need to give customers all the options, even the options you don't think they're interested in, because you never know. In this case, you were trying to do the guy a solid by giving him the cheapest possible solution to his problem, but it took more time and he didn't have the time. And rather than him saying to you, well, can't we just replace the whole thing rather than fix it? You should have suggested to him that we have two options here. Option A takes less time, costs more money. Option B takes more time, costs less money. Which would you prefer us to do? And then we end up with a five-star review. That one decision was enough to give us a one-star review. And of course, I kind of feel like the guy's being a little mean because, you know, it is what it is. But with that said, guys, you know, these reviews mean a lot to us. So we try to do our best to make sure that we're providing award-winning service all the time. That's why we win Best of Lincoln. That's why we won Best of Omaha. There's a Des Moines Best of competition coming up, and we're going to do our best to get on the radar there as well. We're still a little new in the West Des Moines area. So if you tell your friends and family about us, I'd really appreciate it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Coming up, Apple has an issue with their oxygen sensor in the Apple Series 9 Apple Watch. We're going to tell you an update on what's going on there. But before we do that, Dale, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This today?
Yes. This past year during the Christmas sales program, I noticed the infomercials weren't really selling any new computers. And they were talking about Mattel, their new software program causing a keyboard change, a button. Could you tell me about that?
Oh, at the CES?
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically, thank you for the call. I appreciate it, Dale. Yeah, we mentioned this a couple of weeks ago on the show that there's a new button that is coming to your laptop and your keyboard now, which is going to be the AI button or the Copilot button. And as Microsoft Copilot is currently kind of in beta, there's a little link to it. If you have Windows 11 down by your start menu, you can click on it. And it's basically like ChatGPT built into Windows. And eventually what you're going to be able to do is have it automate all kinds of tasks in Windows for you. It can sort your spam. It can delete messages. It can reply to messages automatically if you want it to. It can do a lot of things eventually, not yet, but eventually it's going to be able to do a lot of things that is really going to make your computing life a lot easier. It's going to change the relationship you have with your technology, which is one of the reasons why these computers that have these buttons are also going to be equipped with special additional processor capabilities and storage capabilities. That's why we're trying to get you all to upgrade your hardware. That's why we have an upgrade sale right now. It's not just a coincidence. You're going to need this hardware upgrade if you want to take advantage of edge processing in the next 12 months. And if you want to keep your data safe, when you buy a modular computer or solid state PC, we adjust all of the privacy settings to maximum before you even take the computer out of the box. If you want to choose to lower your privacy setting or turn on your location data or whatever, you can do that. But rather than starting like Microsoft wants us to with permissions set to wide open, we set your permissions to restricted and then let you change them if you want so that you have the choice of what you share. Well, AI is going to blow all that up. Because to do what it needs to do, it's going to need permissions. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that you have the capability, the processing and storage capability on your computer to do all the AI stuff locally rather than offloading it to a cloud where all your data gets sent off. But yeah, those buttons, Dale, those are going to be your AI buttons for Copilot. Thanks for the call. Appreciate you joining us today. And thank you very much. We got you in the drawing. Right now, you're the only guy in the drawing. So your odds of winning are, well, they're 100%, Dale. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. All right, quick break, guys. When we come back, Apple has a problem with their oxygen sensor. We're going to update you on that story. Also, there's a new technology, speaking of Apple, that all iPhones have. It's actually an old tech that's new again. We're going to tell you what is ultra-wideband and why is it the future for Apple devices and maybe even Android devices. Coming up next on Compute This.
Everyone has experienced some form of data loss or knows someone who has. It's unfortunate, but sometimes the technology we rely on simply fails. And the last question you want to hear at that time is, you have a backup, right? When your hard drive, memory card, backup drive, or flash drive fails you, turn to the data recovery experts at Schrock Innovations to get those pictures, songs, and memories back. You know, not all data recovery companies are the same. Having the right tools and knowledge to get the job done right on the first attempt makes all the difference between a successful recovery and the permanent loss of your important data. Sometimes you only get one shot at a successful recovery. That's why Schrock has invested in top-of-the-line recovery imagers, a Class 100 clean environment, over 10,000 donor components, and a staff of recovery engineers that are the best in the business. Schrock has a 96% recovery rate getting data back from failed devices. When the unthinkable happens and you need your data back, turn to the experts at Schrock Innovations for professional and affordable data recovery services.
If you can dream it, Schrock Interactive's website developers can make it happen. Refresh your website, automate sales and marketing, and grow your business today with Schrock Interactive.
Most stressful computing situations imaginable. They get dropped, stepped on, slapped shut, and pushed until the battery dies sometimes. Your laptop works hard for you, so when it has a problem, take it to the laptop experts at Schrock Innovations. Schrock has 4 convenient service centers in Nebraska and Iowa, with more than 100 total bench spots to get your technology up and running again. Schrock has the largest supply of replacement components in stock, and we fix more laptops than any other nearby repair center. Why wait weeks to get your computer fixed when Schrock can diagnose the problem, provide you with a friendly and accurate estimate, and fix it usually in 2 days or less? Remember, if you have never been into our service centers before, new customers get their first hour of labor free. So the next time your laptop screen gets cracked, the keys pop off your keyboard, or your 2-year-old decides a glass of milk is exactly what your laptop needs to cool off, take it to Schrock and let your local laptop repair experts get it back in top shape again.
I All righty, guys. Welcome back into Compute This. The hour is just flying by. Let me tell you, the world is an absolute dumpster fire internationally right now. There was so much news in the last 24 hours that I could hardly keep up with it last night. Every time I refreshed the pages that I was looking at, there was some new horrible story there to read. So we don't talk about all that stuff during the main show here, but if I don't give myself an outlet to get that out of my head, it creeps into the program. So we have this thing called the Aftershock. It's a show that we do on Facebook when this one is concluded, where we talk about, you know, technology things and a little more in depth if we need to, answer any questions you might have, hit world events, and kind of tie it all together so that we have one unified view of what's going on in the world around us. So it's pretty fun stuff. Encourage you to stick around for that after the program. Give me about 5 minutes, 6 minutes to get reset and then, get a drink and everything else. And then I usually jump back on and we go for an hour or so before we wrap it, just depending on how many questions there are and what we have to talk about. 402-558-1110 is the number to join us today on the program. 888-250-2091. Get yourself in the drawing here for a $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate just by calling and being a part of the program. Questions, comments, all the above. All righty. A couple shows ago, we told you that Apple was having an issue with the oxygen sensor. It seems that there is another company that claims that Apple stole their designs for their oxygen sensor. And a judge agreed and banned the Apple Watch from being imported into the United States as a result. Now, Apple responded when the judge was issuing its ban by creating a software update that basically entirely disabled the oxygen sensor in the watch. And so if you bought your Apple Series 9 watch before Christmas, you have a fully functioning oxygen sensor that's using the design that the judge banned for import. But all the watches since Christmas that have been imported to Apple stores in the United States are the ones with a disabled oxygen sensor. There are reports that Apple's working on an upgrade or an update that's going to change the algorithm that the sensor uses to make it not be the same as the one that they report allegedly stole. Of course, they have it set the way it is because it's accurate. So it's kind of how much less accurate is the new one going to be? And, the other question is, when they push this update out, are they going to update everybody's watch? So even the people who bought it before the ban, are you going to get a less functional oxygen sensor in your Series 9 watch? Pretty interesting stuff. So right now, these modified Apple watches are in stock at the Apple stores, but the Apple stores have not been authorized to sell them yet. So inventories of the Series 9 watch are lower than normal. Prices on Amazon and third-party sites are elevated right now because people who want one with the functioning sensor are paying a little extra to get it. But keep in mind, it could be and probably will be disabled or reduced in functionality in a future update. It could take up to a year for the appeals and everything to go through the court to basically settle this, because that's what's going to happen. Apple's going to pay a licensing fee, and then this is going to go away. But they have to get through all of it to get there. It's going to take about a year. So just a heads up there, if you rely on that Apple Watch to do calorie counting, if you use it for fitness, the oxygen sensor really determines a lot of how those calculations are done. And so as a result, having a less functional oxygen sensor can make some other measurements less accurate as well. Just something to keep an eye on in future updates. Any kind of update for the Apple Watch oxygen sensor, you're going to want to watch out for that one. There's no avoiding it, but just be aware when it happens. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. Larry, welcome to the program. How can I help you on Compute This?
Yeah, good morning, Thor.
Good morning.
Say, I used to use Apple computers, and I could have pop-ups on my screen come up and tell me reminders. Can I do that on a new PC?
Yeah, this is a great question. Now, Apple's ecosystem is super-duper intertwined. If you have a MacBook and you have an iPad and you have an iPhone, they're all unified. If you get a phone call, it pops up on your Mac screen and tells you have a phone call coming in. Now, there is a phone link on PC that links Android phones to the PC, but Apple doesn't allow their phones to be linked directly to the PC because they want you to buy to stay in that Apple ecosystem and buy a MacBook. So the answer to your question is, if you have an Android phone, there is a phone link option within Windows that kind of sort of most of the time works, but is nowhere near as integrated and fully functional as Apple's ecosystem is. Unfortunately, if you have an Apple phone, the only way to unify everything is to have it set up with a Mac. And that's the unfortunate reality.
Well, my question is simple pop-up reminders to say, hey, between the 10th and the 16th of every month, I need to re-sign the out-of-work books. I used to have that come up every month, and, mm-hmm. and can I do that on my new holiday special?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, so basically you just need a program that's got a calendar function to it. And so you can get, there's lots of open source ones out there, like Thunderbird is an email client that has an integrated calendar, kind of like Outlook. Outlook.com, the free version of Outlook, you can use that with any email service, and it has some basic calendar functionality. Microsoft Outlook, the actual full program, is hands down probably the most integrated way to do it. You can have it on your phone, you can have it on your computer, and it'll pop up in all the places. But yeah, there's definitely ways you can do that, Larry.
Okay, hey, just to correct you, I've got an Apple iPhone I'm talking on, and I set it up on my new holiday special desktop to tell me when I'm getting phone calls.
And it worked with the iPhone?
Yes.
Well, hot diggity, that's amazing. I am the black sheep of my family. And the other day I was walking through a store with my wife, and I looked at the display of Apples, and I thought, maybe I'm being stubborn. I'm sticking with my Samsung. I like my Fold. It's like a little mini tablet. When I, get on the treadmill, I can open it up and I can watch TV on Hulu or whatever. I kind of like it, but then again, I can't FaceTime with anyone in the family, and nothing's integrated with everything. And maybe I should look at an iPhone. And then I slapped myself and came back to reality. But no, so I am the last one you want to ask for, can I hook up my iPhone to anything? Because I don't have an iPhone. But that is news to me, Larry. And I'm going to look into it, because if you can do that, that would be pretty slick. I mean, my wife would probably love that. My son would like that too, because when he's gaming, he'd love to see his phone alerts come up on the screen. Then when we text him to take out the garbage and he's in the middle of a Fortnite game and he doesn't look at his phone for 2.5 hours, it'll come up on his screen and he'll have no excuse. So I thank you for the tip there, Larry. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and I'm looking forward to the aftershock.
Oh, awesome. Me too. It's going to be a fun one today. Got all kinds of things flying around for the aftershock today. Missiles and guided missiles and rockets and ships and all kinds of things happening. It's going to be pretty crazy. Zelensky invites Trump to Kiev. That'd be a pretty interesting meet and greet. So there's all kinds of fun stuff to talk about. Thanks for the call, Larry. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you here on the Aftershock soon. 402-558-1110. All right. There's a new technology that's actually an old tech, since we're talking about Apple stuff. It's called ultra wide band. Now, ultra wide band has been around for a while. There was some talk when it first emerged on the scene that it was going to replace Wi-Fi, actually, on your device. Now, what is ultra wide band? It is a super duper low energy, high transmission rate data signal. In a nutshell, it's what makes your Apple AirTag work. It uses so little power that it can run for a year on one of those stupid watch batteries that's in those AirTags, those little button batteries. It can run for a year on that. And anything that uses that little power with, that great of a the transmission distance, is roughly the same as Bluetooth. But anything that'll run for a year with that transmission distance on that little power, imagine if Apple were to remove Bluetooth from the iPhone entirely, or at least degrade its usefulness. So in other words, if you have AirPods with your iPhone, maybe your AirPods connect with ultra wideband rather than Bluetooth. Now, maybe they still work on Bluetooth with everything else. I have a pair of AirPods. I use them every day with my Android phone. They're the best headphones you can get. Those AirPod Pros are amazing. And I have had them all, guys. I've had the Galaxy Buds. I've had the Sonys. I've had them all. And the Apple AirPods, hands down, best stuff out there. But what if they used ultra wideband instead? It would reduce the amount of power the phone is required to use to keep connected to the earbuds. If you can reduce the amount of power that's needed by anything on the phone, it makes your battery last longer. And so Apple has been building into all their processors and all their devices, except for the Apple iPhone SE. If you get to like the cheap Walmart iPhone, it doesn't have ultra wideband, but every other iPhone does. Now, if you have an Android device, you have to be a little pickier. You have to get the most recent Google Pixel, or you have to get a flagship Samsung phone, the S series, the Note series, or the Fold series, the high-end ones, the $1,000 and up phones. That's why my wife gave me an AirTag for Christmas, and for my keychain, little AirTag holder and stuff, because I lose my keys sometimes. I'm switching coats or whatever. I'm like, where are my keys? So she put an AirTag on them so I can find them, right? Never occurred to me that maybe she gave me the AirTag so she could find me. What service center is he at today? Boop. oh, his employees all have iPhones, so there he goes. He has, the AirTag is reporting where my whereabouts. But once in a while, my Android phone pops up and says, you're being followed by an AirTag. It's letting me know that this AirTag is following me. Because I have a flagship Samsung phone, if I had one of the cheaper Samsung phones, it wouldn't notify me because it doesn't have the ultra-wideband capability, you see. So it's another consideration. If you're thinking about getting a new Samsung phone, the S24 that's coming out, you'd get the ultra-wideband tech with that. With some of the Samsung A-series phones, the cheaper phones, the Galaxy phones, you don't get the ultra-wideband. But ultra-wideband is going to be used with a number of devices to reduce the energy requirements of many cell phones in the near future, so much so that Apple is building it into all of their chips in all of their devices. So just a heads up there on an old technology, new again, ultra wide band. You heard it here first again on Compute This. All right, quick break, guys. Final break of the program. When we come back, we have some information about the fastest cellular internet service. And I know it's kind of, you know, it's stupid because you hear commercials about, so AT&T has the fastest service, or, you know, Verizon, faster service in more places. And there's always like a couple crosses and asterisks and like only tested in this market. Markets may vary, blah, 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 blah. Well, speedtest.net came along. And, you know, that's where a lot of people will go. If you want to test the speed of your internet connection, you go to speedtest.net. You run the speed test, and it tells you how fast your internet connection is. It also keeps a record of who your provider is and then tells you where you rank with that provider given its speed in all of the markets. So as a result, they've got a great data set on who has the fastest internet of cellular internet. And it turns out when they looked at the data, there's one provider who literally has double the speed of all their competitors, almost faster than their competitors' speeds combined. It's crazy. And we're going to tell you, if you're looking for cellular internet for your home or something like that, hands down, we're going to tell you the company that you want to go with coming up next on Compute This.
Remember the good old days when virus detection worked like Where's Waldo? Spot the virus in the striped shirt and you win. Today's infections are changing hourly to avoid detection and use social engineering to trick you into making mistakes. Using yesterday's security to defend against today's threats is like using leeches to stop an infection. It just doesn't work. We recommend Sophos Intercept X antivirus backed by Schrock's virus-free guarantee. Sophos uses the power of AI to detect the patterns of a virus attack and responds with Schrock's custom actions that stop it fast. With Sophos on your PC, Mac, Android, or iOS device, you get the state-of-the-art protection you need to defend against the most advanced attacks out there. In fact, if your device gets a virus while running Sophos antivirus, Schrock will remove it for free, guaranteed. It hasn't happened yet, and we intend to keep it that way. Ditch your dad's antivirus and keep your device, data, and identity safe with Sophos and Schrock Innovations.
Drive Advisor is a free program from Schrock Innovations that monitors your hard drive's health and tells you if it's going bad. Download it for free at driveadvisor.com.
You know your computer needs modern antivirus, and you know using a VPN helps protect your identity online. But did you know that all of that protection could be useless if you're running outdated programs? We all run common free software like Adobe Reader, Dropbox, Firefox, and Chrome. Every day, there are critical security updates for these common programs that don't get automatically installed for up to 2 weeks. That's an eternity in today's world. That's why Schrock created Secure Updater. Secure Updater checks for and installs these critical updates every 8 hours, boosting your antivirus by closing off attack vectors before they can be used to penetrate your computer. Go to SecureUpdater.com and try it for free. We are so confident in our product, we don't even ask for a credit card to start the trial. Go to SecureUpdater.com today and start your 14-day trial and enjoy having the peace of mind that your software is being updated quickly and safely. You will be shocked at the number of programs that are out of date on your PC right now. Get your 14-day free trial at SecureUpdater.com.
Alrighty, guys, final segment of the show. Quick reminder, when we're all done here, we will be back at facebook.com/Schrock Innovations for the After Schrock. During the After Schrock, we talk about all kinds of different things. It's kind of a self-guided. Okay, back in the day, I would do a radio show, guys. Literally, we were talking about this before the program. When we were I was doing TV on KMTV Channel 3, and I was doing radio here at the station. And when you're in radio, you sit down in the chair, you know, 15 seconds, 20 seconds before the show starts, you got all the time in the world. Your time's got time. Like, you're sitting here, you're bored for 30 seconds. Because, you know, dead air, if you just stop talking, see how long that felt? That was like 2 seconds, but it felt a lot longer, didn't it? I couldn't keep quiet that long because I'm like, dead air. If I stay quiet too much longer, there's actually a dead air alarm that will go off in the studio that gets like beep, 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 beep. Like, there's no audio going out over, you know, the radio station. We can't have that. We don't want to set off alarms at all the affiliate stations. So you don't go more than 2 seconds without talking. But at TV, if your butt's not in the chair like 5 minutes before you go on the air, they start freaking out, right? It's crazy stuff. 402-558-1110, 888-250-2091. I talked last week on the Aftershock about it, how with Drive Advisor, we're doing some refinements on different, basically we're ordering in lots of different brands of hard drives, brands we wouldn't even normally sell, but the brands that most of our competitors, like HP and Dell, we're ordering a lot of cheap hard drives, okay? I was going to try to dress it up a little bit, but we're ordering junk hard drives and we're putting them in computers and then we're testing them with Drive Advisor because every hard drive brand and design reports its data in a different way. Used to be with mechanical hard drives, they all reported smart data. And that was how you could create one alert for every drive. Turns out none of the new solid states, especially Gen 5s, a lot of Gen 4s as well, have no smart data at all, which is why Drive Advisor doesn't see them as hard drives, the current version. So we have to correct that. And the only way to correct that is to test with all these different drives and program interactions for each individual brand and subtype of drive. It takes forever. So we're going through and we're doing that right now. But the reason I'm pointing all this out, right now, we've got 13,104 active users of our Drive Advisor software who have scanned 43,225 hard drives. That's a lot of hard drives. We've detected 6,688 bad hard drives out of 43,000 drives. So if we take 6,688 and we divide that by 43,225, we get zero? That's not right. 6,688 divided by 43,225. This is exciting radio, right? All right. So that means 15.5% of all hard drives that have been scanned are bad, which means if you, let's say you had, 16 hard drives in your computer, which, many people don't. I have one with 26 hard drives, but many people don't. But if you had three computers in your home that had five drives each, the odds that one of those drives is going to be bad is almost 100%, which is why you need Drive Advisor. You can get Drive Advisor for free at driveadvisor.com. It's Drive Advisor because it's made, unlike many things, it's made in America. We're making it in the Omaha Service Center. Josh is coding the new version, Drive Advisor 2.0, as we speak. I broke it 3 times last week for him. He literally, that's my job. He hands me it and he goes, it's bulletproof, Thor, break it. Click, click, click. He said, why would you do that? Like, why would you put 11 digits in the phone number field and hit submit? That's not even a legitimate phone number. Like, I know, right? You need to code it so you can't enter anything that's not legitimate. Oh, yeah, at tschrock at schrockinnovations.com, 1234. Submit. Oh, kaboom. Can't submit an email address that's invalid. Got a code for that. There's all kinds of, like, let me blow it up. And I blew it up 3 times last week. But because we're blowing it up over and over and over again, it's getting stronger and stronger and stronger. New version of Drive Advisor is just around the corner. It's also going to detect the health of batteries in your laptop, which is something new. It's a new feature. But if you get Drive Advisor from driveadvisor.com, when the new version is released, your computer will get automatically upgraded to the new version of Drive Advisor. So check it out, driveadvisor.com. Karen, welcome to the program. How can I help you today on Compute This?
Hi, Thor. I have a HP computer, and I needed to get a new webcam for Zoom and to be able to use it because the camera in my HP is a terrible camera.
Yeah, a lot of them are.
So I got... I got a Logitech 920
beautiful
S camera. Looks good, works well, except that apparently the audio does not pick up if you have Windows 11. Have you ever heard of that?
A lot of times drivers are the reason for that, but the Logitech cameras, I mean, I'm using a 920 to broadcast the show right now. So, and I'm running Windows 11. So I'm pretty certain they do work. Now the challenge is what a lot of people don't realize, you can change your inputs, right? Or your output. So if you had, let's say you had speakers hooked up to a laptop, you can set the laptop to broadcast through its internal speakers, or you could set it to use its headphone jack to broadcast to the external speakers. Or if you had an HDMI monitor, you can change the output to go to the monitor instead of the computer. You can do the same thing with your inputs. You can take the input and say, I don't want to use the internal microphone in the laptop. I want to use the camera microphone. And then on top of that, when you're inside a Zoom, it gets even more complicated because inside of Zoom, you can change your inputs in there as well. So basically, if you go down to your, let me see, you're on Windows 11. So if you go down to your speaker down by the clock there and you right click on that, you can open up sound settings. And sound settings is where you can change, change how to play a sound. And then down below it says input. So like, for example, I have a C922 Pro. So I can say I'm not using that right now. I'm using my USB audio device because I want to get the caller audio over my airwaves. So I can change the inputs on my computer here. And my guess is you got to be able to change the inputs on yours to get it to work just fine too. But with that said, Karen, and thank you for the call, by the way, I appreciate you joining us on the program. If you're having trouble getting that to work, give us a call in the service center. This is the kind of thing that the Schrock desk was built for. Rather than you coming out to the shop or sending someone out like we talked about earlier in the show, you can come right on in over the Schrock desk. We can get connected virtually and help you solve that problem. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. All right, we have a full bank of calls, so I'm just going to keep plowing through them here. Steve, welcome to the program. You have a question about your browser today? Steve, are you with me?
I use Firefox.
Okay.
And when I go to do my banking, because I've been manually putting in the password,
mm-hmm.
It asks me if I'm going to, or if I need, I can use, there's a little box up there, do they want to save it? My question is, is that safe?
Yeah, I would recommend using the password manager within your browser. It's one of the safest ways to do it. The Firefox password manager is actually zero trust, which sounds bad, but it's good. That means that even if somebody hacked into your computer, they can't steal your password list. Now, with that said, saving your password, you have to make sure you have physical security of your computer. If somebody else sits down at your computer, its keyboard and everything, then you're in trouble. Thanks for the call, Steve. Appreciate it. All right. Robert, Doug, Gordon, stay on the line. I'll take your calls here off the air. Who has the fastest internet service out there, guys? It's T-Mobile. T-Mobile by Double. So if you're thinking about getting cellular internet for your home, or if you're going to switch to a new carrier for your cell phone, switch to T-Mobile if you're concerned about internet data speeds. They had 192 megabit per second speed average compared to the 90 for AT&T and 92 for Verizon. Amazing stuff there. Need to draw a winner of the $25 Schrock Innovations gift certificate. Today's winner is Karen. Congratulations, Karen. You're going to get yourself $25. We'll get that out to you here on Monday. You'll get a call from Amy. Stay tuned for the Aftershock coming up next, guys, and we'll see you all again next weekend for another exciting edition of Compute This.